down the chimney. And with me tonight, I have two people, actually one of whom I've never spoken with, so this will be a treat. The other of whom I've only just very briefly met. I want to welcome Tom Walsh from The Christmas Cabin on to Marlena's program tonight. Tom, welcome.
Thanks, Marlena, and thank you very much for having us on.
Well, you are more than welcome, and would you introduce Brandon?
Sure would. As the listeners will find out shortly, I'm talking to you from Pennsylvania, which is where my home is. Brandon lives in Louisiana, and it's Brandon Smith who actually is the original founder of the Christmas Cabin. Brandon?
Hello.
Well, Brandon, welcome to the Marlena program. And just so that you guys know, Chrissy fixed it. We are live and kicking. And let me go ahead and give out the telephone number and remind folks just a few housekeeping deals. If folks could call only once in the hour, that's really the best thing. And if you're listening to this at any time other than 8 to 9 Eastern, 5 to 6 Pacific, on Sunday night, or very early 1 to 2 Universal on a UTC Monday morning, it is a replay. And what you ought to do is get out your note taker device and start taking down all your good notes and decide what you want Santa to bring you for Christmas instead of dialing the phone. So, the Christmas Cabin. Now, what is the Christmas Cabin, Brandon?
Well, it's a Christmas site of entertainment purposes. We have stories, we have Christmas music, we have poetry, recipes, and there is a section called the Christmas Shop, the gift shop, which is a place where you can go, and it has links to different stores and, you know, dealers for, you know, your Christmas shopping needs.
How did you come up with this idea?
Well, my friend and I, Marianne Walsh, who is my friend, one of the original founders, we were just brainstorming one day, and we came up with this idea of, you know, calling it the Christmas Cabin because we like the image of a cabin in a snowy field or whatever and having, you know, Christmas decorations on it, fireplace, you know, so forth.
And so did you design this whole site yourself?
I did, yes.
That's pretty cool. I just visited it today. You know, Marianne had written to, and we're going to talk about Marianne in just a bit as well, because she really needs to be with us in spirit. I know she's with us in
right.
spirit. But about a year ago, Marianne was a friend of a very dear friend of mine, Cindy Handel. And Cindy sent me an email. She said, I've been encouraging my friend Marianne to write to you because she is doing this neat website, The Christmas Cabin, and I think she would be a great guest for your show. And so Marianne wrote me, and I thought that it would be great as well. And then I'm not sure whether she got sick or I got sick, but something happened and we never did get to connect to do that program. But, so, is this like a portal so we don't buy directly from you, but you guide us to other merchants?
That's right. Now, we do have three new links on the front page that will guide you to a few items from a place called SFMusicBox.com.
Yes, I saw those.
And while we are not selling those directly, we are like an affiliate program with them. So if you buy from them, we get a commission.
Ah.
If you buy those three items from them, we get a commission.
Let's see. I think there's a cookie jar, right? A Christmas cookie
right.
jar and a gingerbread something. I can't remember what the other, my mind went straight to cookies and stopped. You know, I saw the word cookie there.
Yeah.
Like, oh. So, well, that's fascinating. Now, the other thing I noticed about the site is each time I click on a new page, I get a new piece of music. And it isn't like rinky-dink, you know, tinny MIDI sounding music. Some MIDI music is beautiful. Other MIDI music, it sounds pretty tinny. What is that music?
It's just actually MIDI files.
Wow, it's great, great for
but
MIDI.
But I tried to pick out music that would sound, you know, ordinary, not like a MIDI sounding,
yeah,
you know, thing.
You fooled me. That's pretty cool.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, that is very. In fact, I was a little late getting ready for the program because I got clicking around in there. And all of a sudden, I thought,
right.
Oh my goodness, I better. So let's give out the website. Where should people go after this program? Don't you dare click away, people. But where should they go after this?
Okay, it's www.christmascabin.com.
www.christmascabin.com. So you, do you develop websites for a living?
I don't. I just do basic HTML code. I haven't really dove into, you know, the major stuff.
Well, gosh, this website looks pretty darn good to me. I mean,
well, thank you.
If you don't do it, you should do it.
Well, you know how most people are. They want their graphics and their images and so forth. So.
Yeah, yeah. One thing I thought was particularly interesting on the site was that you say that you are, in fact, looking for someone with sight to, how do you word it now? I can't remember exactly, to help the light shine brighter on the,
right,
on the
site.
Up a bit. Yeah, yeah. I thought that was a cool way to put it. Our telephone number is 866-666-7926. If you have a question for Tom or Brandon, or if you have a site that you know of, a commercial site that maybe you'd like them to consider doing an affiliation with, are you open to suggestions like that, guys?
Sure.
Great, great. So, Tom, all the way back in Pennsylvania. Now, this was developed, you know, last week we had a story about the wonderful collaboration of Slough and people all around the world who
I enjoyed it very much.
That was a great story. Well, this is a little like that, isn't it? I mean, he's in one place. You and Mary Ann were in another.
Exactly.
How did this all get started from your perspective in Pennsylvania? Did Mary Ann come to you and say, hey, I want to do this, and what do you think? Or how was it on that end?
Well, actually, Mary Ann was the person who is often on the Internet even more than I, though I've gotten recently on it much, much more. But as Brandon said, she had contacted him, or they were talking with each other, and they co-developed the entire site. So I didn't have an awful lot to do with it, though I've recently gotten a little bit more involved in. Other members of my family have gotten more involved with the Christmas Cabin website and have enjoyed all the stuff that have been done.
Can you tell us a little bit about Mary Ann and...
Oh, I could tell you a whirlpool. Mary Ann and I were... actually, we were childhood sweethearts. Mary Ann and I both went to the Overbrook School for the Blind in Philadelphia. I left at the end of seventh grade. She continued on and graduated from there. And I happened to go back to the school for a reunion at one point where we resumed our friendship. And then she decided to come here to the Wilkes-Barre area to go to college, where I also was a student at Wilkes College. And things just got even better and better and better as time went on. And we were married then for 42 years. So that's who my Mary Ann was. And she was a fabulous person. And I miss her very much.
And you lost her this May, is
that
right?
Lost her this past May after cancer. She was ill for quite a while.
Yeah.
But... Her daughter, one of her daughters, Mary, has kind of picked up on the website doing a thing that is known as have seen that as you
around. Yes.
And the trunk has recipes in it, and it also has historical information. I think on the latest one that Mary just did, gives some historical data about Santa Claus and how he came to be and all that sort of stuff. And there are fantastic recipes that Mary Ann and Mary have put into the trunk for people to read and try out and use and enjoy. That's the trunk.
Now, can people, can other people submit recipes or things for consideration to go into the trunk?
Yes, we encourage it.
And how would they go about doing that?
They can either email me, you know, by the mailbox on the link on the cabin site, or they can email Mary. Mary's address is on there, too.
Okay. What are some of the merchants that you link to? And I assume the SF Music Box, is that the San Francisco Music Box Company?
I believe it is, yeah.
Yeah, boy, they make good music boxes.
They do. I bought a Christmas ornament out there when I was at San Francisco when the ACB had its convention out there.
Oh, I hope Gary the board guy is writing down his notes carefully. ChristmasCabin.com. That first music box up there is a music Christmas cookie jar. Anyway, I digress. Shameless begging here. So what are some of the other merchants that you link to?
Well, we link to Walmart. We link to CD Now, which I think is another company by now. We put this site up 5 years ago, and I haven't really changed the top links much.
Yeah.
But Amazon, Sam's Club.
Wow. So this means DuPont. That we don't have to wade through all the stuff on those websites, right? We can kind of
click on the link that you want to shop at or whatever.
Right.
Huh.
So it's a real easy, effective way, I think, too, of getting information to people.
Okay. What's coming up next for the Christmas Cabin? Any home improvements about to take place in 2006 at the cabin?
Well, what we'd like to do is have a radio show that associates with the Christmas Cabin.
Ah.
Maybe like a radio broadcast.
You could do that on ACB Radio.
Right.
I know somebody who could help you.
Oh, well, that's I'm cool. Willing to hear about that.
Right.
I think we'll definitely talk.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Be much appreciated.
Yeah. Well, this is great, you guys, and let's give the website address again.
Okay, it's www.christmascabin.com.
And people can email you, Brandon, and you, Tom, and also Mary from
Correct.
The site. Yep. Is that right?
Sure.
Great.
Right.
Well, I thank you so much for briefly visiting us tonight. This is, you know, we're kind of like Santa Claus tonight. We're going all around the place and wanting to hear from people about what they're doing and how they're making the online shopping online shopping experience more usable and accessible. But I'm going to break as I say goodbye to you guys and very happy holiday. I'm going to break a little bit from my format because when I went to the page on which Mary Ann was remembered, I was so moved by the piece of music that's on that page that I went to one of my music download purchasing sites, and I actually purchased the album that has this song on it. And so I want to thank you both very much for joining me. And Tom, I know this is a tough time for you, but I know that Mary Ann will always be remembered as long as there's a Christmas cabin. As long as
well. I thank you very much, Marlena, for having us.
Right.
It was certainly our pleasure, and also I want to wish you and Gary and all of the listeners a very happy and blessed holiday and a great new year I can't wait for the new one to start.
That's right. That's right. There's bigger and better things around the corner. That's right. That's right. We'll do this again next year and
sounds great.
See how much the cabin has grown.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas. And thanks again, Marlena.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There are songs I love that catch my breath when the first chord starts to play. Effortless and true, it's funny, but I knew you would always touch my heart that way. And it hurts so much to let you go, and there are no words to say. But the corner of your smile says all I need to know. You could always touch my heart that way. Like a fire that spins inside a spark as the ashes cool to gray, kicked up by the wind, dancing through the dark, you will always touch my heart that way. That's a beautiful song. That's Beth Nielsen Chapman, and it's from her album called Look. And the name of the song is Touch My Heart. But before I get all confused and I think I'm doing a music show when I'm really doing a talk show, oh, it takes so little to confuse me. The telephone number is 866-666-7926. We're going to bring in another guest who is doing things online that might make our shopping experience a little easier, more interesting. And It's a voice you heard a few weeks ago on the Marlena program. Hey, Debbie Hazelton, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Hi, Marlena. Hi, everyone. And what a beautiful song that was.
Isn't that a gorgeous song?
Mm-hmm.
Tom felt that that most signified his feelings toward his Marianne. And, boy, I had not heard it. So I'm on this Christmas website, and all of a sudden I'm sitting there and I'm just like blown away by that song.
Yeah. Very, very touching.
Especially the line that says, "Go and teach the stars what it means to shine."
Oh, wow.
So what you got, Miss Debbie?
I have products. They are mentioned on my site. I don't really have them set up to be ordered online, but if somebody wants to email me, things can be arranged. I have essential oils that I label in print and braille, several different ones, and I have these socks that are filled with rice that are great for hot packs, or I hear they can even work as cold packs, but they can be put in the microwave and then put on the neck, or some people put them on their knees or on their low backs or wherever, and they just feel real good on sore, tired muscles.
And I have one of those
yes,
socks.
Yes, you do.
And they are wonderful.
And then I have homemade bath salts. And then I also work with a lot of different herbs that can be made available through their Amazon or rainforest herbs. They have a certain kind of tea that tastes wonderful and some organic chocolate, if you can imagine.
Oh,
healthy.
Be still, my heart.
And and through a couple of other companies, there are some other products that I've have been getting involved with that I could also make available that are just great for balancing the body and helping to bring about optimal health.
Now, are you doing much of your Christmas shopping online?
Actually, I'm making a lot of things this year.
Oh.
But some things I have gone and ordered.
Well,
yeah.
We have a caller. Let's bring him in. Hi there, this is Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, hi Marlena.
Oh, hi Ron, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, I'm doing pretty good.
Good, you called the last time Debbie was on.
Yeah, I want to find out, like it's DebbieHazelton.com to get to the website, isn't it?
Yes, and there's a link there that goes to the home page.
Okay, but how do you spell Hazelton?
Hazelton.
Hazelton.
And
yeah.
Debbie is Debbie.
Debbie?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I guess I should spell
it
wrong.
I tried to get it in the computer and it said something, server unavailable. Like, oh, I want to get to you about the health tips, too.
Well,
I can try it again.
Yeah,
www.debbie. Debbie Hazelton.
Hazel.
Z as in zebra.
Yeah.
Hazelton.
.com.
Okay, I can give it a try.
Ron, if you have a problem, email me, and I'll get you hooked up with Debbie.
Yeah, we'll work out something.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
all
thank
right.
you.
Hey, Ron.
Yes.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah. Same to you. Happy Christmas. Probably won't see you, so I'll wish you a Happy New Year, too.
Well, thank you. You, too.
Yeah, I'm still staying in there. I get my ultrasound about my liver Tuesday and the consultation on the 22nd. We'll see how that goes.
So you're still on the waiting list for the transplant,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And
wow.
They're going to see how it is and stuff with the ultrasound. And
are you feeling okay?
Oh, I seem to be doing pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, good, Good. Uh-huh. I'll tell you what, Debbie, I happen to know Ron because he lives here locally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are people who have had to deal with far less than what Ron has to deal with who would have given up. This
mm-hmm.
guy, he's involved in the Washington Council of the Blind. How many chapters are you in? Three?
I'm in three chapters.
Three chapters, president of one.
Vice president South King. And I'm just a member of United Blind, but...
But he's everywhere. And
that's great.
And he's always, he's out, he's active, he's moving around, so...
I get involved in, you know, church, and I go to the Grange things, too. It's just not good to stay at home and be depressed.
You're right, and it's better for your immune system. You know,
yeah.
You're getting support, you're active, and it keeps you hoping and looking forward, and... That is so much better, you know. That
yeah.
is just great.
And then I do volunteer work for the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library.
Yep.
I check their tapes, too.
The guy is everywhere.
Fabulous.
The guy
is fabulous.
The guy is everywhere.
I found out it's not good just to, you know, just give it up. It just do the best you can.
You're right.
Keep on going.
That's right. That's
absolutely.
Right.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, let me know if you can't get through to Debbie's website, and I'll make sure that you get hooked up with her.
Okay, Debbie. Okay.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Thank
All right.
you.
All right, Ron.
Bye.
Good, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Looking forward to hearing from you.
Okay.
866-666-7926. So I was asking you if you say that you're making most of your Christmas
mm-hmm.
gifts. What a cool thing. I wish I were that talented.
Well, since you're getting some of what I'm making, I can't tell you what I'm making.
Oh.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's really cagey of you.
Oh. Darn.
To try to find out.
I mean, didn't think you'd notice. Oh, that Debbie, you can't pull anything over on her.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, all right, so can people email you directly?
You know, I think the easiest way is to email me just go to dhazelton@bellsouth.net. I think that's even easier for people to not have to...
Okay.
Just dhazelton, dhazelton, @bellsouth.net. People can email me directly.
Okay,
yep.
so the letter D and the word Hazelton at
yep.
bellsouth, typical spelling, .net.
And I can tell you that at ACB National last summer, I brought essential oils with me, and I sold, I think, almost all of them. People really liked them. I mean, they were popular.
Cool.
Yeah,
very good.
So,
well, I think you should sell gift certificates for massages for this summer.
Wow, you know, that's an idea.
See?
I really could do that.
Yeah.
And anybody that's coming to National could start letting me know and be, you know, wanting a private session.
There you go. It's all yeah. about supporting each other.
It is.
All right, Miss Debbie. Well, let me let you get back to making those Christmas presents.
Yes, I'm doing that, and I'm starting to bake two kinds of shortbread at the same time.
Oh, my.
So, well, gotta get back at it while the spirit's gotten me.
I'll be over as soon as the show is through.
Okay.
All
Works
right.
For me.
All right.
Say hi to the board guy for me.
I will.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. How are you doing your online, your Christmas, your holiday shopping? I'll get it out, right? How are you doing your holiday shopping this year? Have you done much of it online? And if you have, what's some of your favorite places to go? What's kind of on your Christmas list? I don't have very much on my Christmas list this year. I'm not sure why, but that's okay. You know, you don't always have to have a big Christmas list. I have been looking at, and hope we may, you never know, we may hear from the manager of the ACB store, and which you can get to by going to www.acbradio.org. Yeah, it's been a long day. And then click on the store, ACB store link. And I was munging around today at the Alaska Smokehouse site, with whom ACB has a fundraising relationship. And 40% of what the proceeds go to ACB. So you might want to check that site out as well, www.acb.org. Click on the store and then check out the Alaska Smokehouse. They have, oh boy, they have some like truffles and tons of smoked salmon. Boy, do I love smoked salmon. Put some of that on some crackers. Yum, yum. They also have a coffee, which I must order because I must try, called Sleepless in Seattle. Now, I live in Seattle. I don't know where that coffee comes from or what that coffee's all about. So that's one of the places that I have been, is the ACB store. And, of course, on the other links, there's all sorts of ACB memorabilia and stuff. Have you seen the ACB jackets? They're very cool. The tote bags, the wind chimes. Oh, got a set of those for someone. And so there's lots of cool places to go online to do your online shopping. 866-666-7926. Let's hear about another popular place to go to do some of that holiday gift giving. I'm talking now with Tony Mead, a name that is familiar to many of you who have done some online shopping at Blind Treasures. Welcome to ACB Radio, Tony.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here. Appreciate you inviting me.
Well, you know, tonight we're talking about online shopping experiences and sites that people can go to. And, of course, I have an interest in highlighting sites that are managed and run by people who are blind. How long has Blind Treasures been in business?
I think approximately 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Kind of lose track after a while, but we've been around about at least between 4 and 5 years.
Now, I went on your site earlier and saw that you have an auctions link. So do you do auctions too?
Yeah, that's one of our recent additions. We added an auction site on there, mainly just to help people out, the blind people out who have items that they want to get rid of, or, you know, make some extra money. Plus, we used the site to get rid of some of our items that were, you know, overstocks, or
sure,
some items that we've had a hard time, you know, moving, or things that we had a lot of one of, and, you know, things of that sort.
Yeah, kind of like the blind guy's answer to overstock.com, huh?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Yep.
We're going to pause this for a second. We have a caller. Come on in, caller, and happy holiday. Who's this?
Good morning. I mean, good evening, Marlena.
Well, good evening. Who is this?
This is Marvin in Fort Worth, Texas.
I thought that was the mellifluous tones.
There you go. you know, I just found that site just in the auction and all that stuff, and I think that it's a really neat thing.
Which, the Blind Treasures?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I just found it, in fact, just maybe a week ago. And, you know, I think that the auction's a pretty neat thing. And I've bought more online this year than I ever have.
What kinds of stuff are you buying online?
Well, you know what? I decided that I was going to just go for broke, so I bought myself a book port.
Oh, now that's a good gift.
That's a good Christmas gift for yourself.
Yeah. I love my book port, man.
I made a lot of my Christmas present. I have presents. I mean, I've begun to dabble in pottery.
You're kidding!
No.
Tell us about that.
Well, there's a studio here in Fort Worth, and the lady does lessons, and I called her, talked to her, and I said, you know what? I've always wanted to do this. Let's give it a shot. So she does, and there are a lot of things we've had to adjust to where she has to come, and I just say, look, take my hands and show my hands what to do, you know.
Yeah.
And that's taken some adjustment, and some things that she would describe, I would have to stop and say, okay, now let's back up and let's go through this again, you know.
Wow.
But it turned out really well. One of the things that I made my mother for Christmas, in fact, I've already given it to her because I'm not going to be able to be with her, is a salad set with a big serving bowl and four salad bowls.
Oh, I wish I were your mother. Wait a minute. Wait, what am I saying? Knowing Marvin, that she probably deserves at least that, Marvin.
You know what? She deserves way more than that, I'll tell you.
What a wonderful thing. Now, how do you do your glazing?
Well, we do the when you glaze pottery, you usually you dip it
right in
buckets of glaze. And a lot of times I'll tell her, you know, the instructor, she'll say, okay, this is where the colors are. If I have something real special, you know, I'll say, look, you know what, I want this to come out pretty nice. And she'll usually say, you know what, you know, why don't you glaze it like this? And she'll go through and tell me, you know, which color she thinks would be neat with it, you know.
This is really fascinating. I'm very interested in pottery. I love pottery. And I, when I was in high school 13 centuries ago, I took a lot of pottery classes and I made things and I threw things on the wheel and
yes,
stuff
I do
like
too.
That. But I really, really believe that pottery is so underutilized as an art form, as an expression of art by blind people.
I believe it is, too. I mean, I hand-build things and throw things on the wheel, both. And both things I just really, really enjoy. And
whoops.
Anyway.
Oh, there you are.
Huh. Yeah, I'm back.
I thought we lost you on
no,
the wheel
no,
there.
No, my other line going off.
I thought we threw you somewhere, and there you were gone in a bucket of glaze.
Oh, no, no. Didn't fall in the glaze bucket this time.
Oh, good. Scared me. Well, do you think you'll ever be selling your stuff?
I do already, Sam.
You do? Well, tell us how we get it.
Well, I don't. I'm not set up for online stuff yet.
Yeah.
Probably. I'm going to, in fact, I'm going to probably link it up with thefolkconnection.com. You probably are familiar with
yeah,
that thing.
Yeah, of course I am.
So, and I do, you know, coffee cups and bowls. In fact, I'll email you after a while and get you an address, and I'll ship you off a bowl that maybe it'll make it to you.
Oh, man, that would be so cool. Wow. That would be wonderful. I would treasure it.
Well, I sure would. I'll sure zip one off to you.
That would be wonderful. I would really treasure that. Well, and so when you get it going on the... So people, if they... I'm so excited. I don't know where I'm going here with my question. When you get it going ready for sale, people can go to thefolkconnection.com?
Yep. That's what I plan on doing anyway. Because I've already got the site set up and all that stuff, so.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow. Well, I wish you the best. You know, you want to talk to my guests earlier and to Tony Mead, and, you know, maybe they'll link to you as well. You know, wouldn't it be great if, as a result of this program, we could start a ring within the blind web ring and call it the blind merchant's ring? Wouldn't that be
go.
Great? Wouldn't that
there
be something? And if we could just link everyone who sells something up together, and then they could link to each other, and, you know, what a cool thing, huh?
You know that, and you know, if somebody happens to have it, I've been trying to figure out how to put Braille on pottery.
Oh.
I've got a couple of ideas. I don't know whether they're going to make it through the kiln or not. And I'm going to try it after January the 1st to just kind of see
yeah.
if I can do it. Because I think it would be kind of neat to do you know, things like personalized coffee cups.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
You know, stuff like that, you know.
Oh, but, yeah. And, you know, there is Braille pottery around, and some of it is really good, and some of it looks like smushed mushrooms or something. I mean, there's no definition to the dots.
No, I know how I want it to come out, and I'm not gonna do any of it until it comes out like I want it to come out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, keep me posted with it, because when the Braille pottery comes out, you know, hey, we'll do a little promo for you and say,
well,
you know,
I sure appreciate that.
The pots and with the dots, man.
There you go,
know?
The pots with the dots.
All
well,
right.
Have a great holiday season if I don't happen into you before Christmas.
Well, thank you. You too, and give Miss Laurie a hug for me.
I'll sure do it.
All right.
All right.
Take care, Marvin.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ah, you just never know what you're going to find on the other end of this phone. Let's go back to Tony Mead.
Exactly.
So does that mean that your buy-sell trade list is not happening now?
You mean our treasure scroll mailing
yeah,
list?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's probably our largest avenue of reaching people. It seems, you know, a lot of people just still don't do the internet thing. They like, the mailing list. They like things to land in their mailbox, and they just, you know, read it. It seems that a lot of people still don't like, are a little weary of the, doing the online shopping.
Online,
thing.
Yeah. What is the most unusual item I could buy from Blind Treasures?
Oh, that's a hard one, because we're well known for unusualness, and I think that's what keeps a lot of our customers. You know, we have a lot of repeat customers. It's because you never know what you're going to find, you know, at Blind Treasures. You know, we constantly search vendors to find different and unusual items. Now, our shopping cart pretty much stays the same. We use our shopping cart mainly for our leather items and some kitchen items, but that stays pretty much the same. It's our mailing list that is unusual. That's where you'll find the items that change all the time. You normally won't find the same item twice in a scroll unless it's an item that's left over that's being sold at a clearance price.
How do people subscribe to the mailing list?
Well, you can contact me at blindtreasures@comcast.net, and I can add you, or you can just send an email to treasurescroll-subscribe@blindtreasures.com.
So it's treasure singular, right?
treasurescroll-subscribe@blindtreasures.com. Right.
Interesting. What's your hottest selling item this season?
Well, the item that we sold the most of would have to be our leather items, and we do that every year. It seems like leather is the, it's always been our biggest seller. If you're talking about one particular item.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we sell a lot of single stuff, but the leather is always a big seller around this time of year.
Yeah, I saw on the website that you've also got some cool backpacks.
Yeah, they're also leather.
Yeah.
You know, like the leather backpacks, rolling carts, purses are probably the biggest sellers.
What's a leather rolling cart?
That's basically a backpack on wheels.
Oh.
Yeah, they've become real popular nowadays, especially with, kids in school. I think there was a big thing on the news about, you know, kids having back problems wearing, regular backpacks.
Yeah.
So now they've pretty much gone to, backpack on wheels.
So you can kind of pull it behind you.
Right. Yeah. It has, handles that you can pull out and pull them. They even make them, the ones that we have now are even made so that the wheels are hidden when you're not using it. As a rolling cart, so you can, you have your choice of wearing it on your back or rolling it.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
cool. So is there still time for people to come and shop and browse before the big day and the big guy?
Well, on our mailing list, our last ship date is actually Monday. For us to guarantee it, there before Christmas. Now you can always go on the shopping cart and you know, shop all year round, but we can't guarantee it'll be there by Christmas.
All right. Well, I will be looking forward to watching what's coming up. I have several of your things. I was given as a birthday gift a little collection of four little teapots.
Oh, cool.
Are the cutest little things, and I happen to collect teapots, so these aren't usable teapots, you know, they're
right.
Decorative, but they're right up over my coffee center in my kitchen, these four little teapots, they're as cute as they can be, and I've never seen anything like those anywhere else, so leave it to Blind Treasures to find this cool stuff.
Well, we appreciate it, and glad you enjoy it, and we always welcome you back.
Well, and you've been a Blind Treasures, I'll get it out, has been a sponsor in the past of some of our ACB radio contests over on the interactive stream, and we appreciate that. So let's find ways to work together in 2006.
Well, I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Appreciate you inviting me.
All right. Let's turn things down here and other things back up. And we were supposed to go right into this, but it's not working. There we go. Oh, it's Christmas. Gayla Peavy wants something I bet Tony doesn't have.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas.
That's someone called Gayla Peavy who wants a hippopotamus for Christmas. And I don't know. I don't know if Blind Treasures or the Christmas Cabin or DebbieHazleton.com or Marvin Rush on the FolkConnection.com. I'm not sure any of those sources can supply hippopotamuses. But if they could, by golly, they would. 866-666-7926. We've talked a bit about online shopping. What about television shopping? I participated last week in the Tuesday Topics. You guys go to Tuesday Topics. If you don't, you should. It's a great opportunity to sit and chat with other blind folks, and then it gets magically made mainstream, ACB Radio mainstream airworthy, and you can hear yourself back. In some cases, that might not be a good idea. In other cases, maybe it'd help. But anyway, we were talking last week on Tuesday Topics about shopping and holiday shopping. And one of the things we talked about was television shopping. I do a fair amount of television shopping when I'm shopping. I find that the particular shopping channel to which I listen, which is QVC, does a very good job of describing things. And I the things that I have sent back, I've never had a problem with that, and so it's been pretty easy to deal with. But what about you? What kind of shopping are you most comfortable with? Maybe the phones aren't ringing tonight because maybe everybody's out at the mall shopping. Maybe I should be doing this program out at the mall. Wouldn't it be interesting to kind of follow people and see where they go and what's the thing people are buying most this year? You know, is it the new what is it, the Xbox or whatever it is that has just come out, where they have run out of them already? Can you imagine? They've run out of them. Sometimes handheld games are fun. And I have somewhere, I have one of those tennis rackets, those talking tennis rackets that were so popular a couple of years ago. They're pretty cool. Let's see who we've got here. Hi, this is Marlena. Who's this?
Hey, kid. How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Who is this?
Huh? You don't know who this is?
Not yet.
I could tell you who it was. I could do one.
Oh, no, it can't be.
I could sing one line.
I smell like a honky-tonk in Texas. How are you, Terry Nord, from the frozen north?
It is frozen, too. Man.
Oh, man. How the heck are you?
We're doing good.
Good.
We're doing good.
Good. What are you doing for the big shopping days?
Well, we've been doing some shopping. We shop online. Jen, of course, is the big eBay deal. We call her the eBay queen around here.
Oh, now eBay, yeah. That's a good one.
And then, of course, she's into these, you were talking about porcelain and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She's into the villages. You know, these
the collectible villages.
Right, with the, you know, the different buildings and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So she's I think she's kind of buying out our Ace Hardware up here.
And
of course they're on sale, you know, so that's a big deal.
Wow, where does she put them all?
Oh, she's got them. Right now, she's got them sitting on some of them sitting on an entertainment center, and she's going to have more than enough to put on there. So
wow.
I don't know where she's going to be putting them now. I'll probably go to sit in my recliner, and there'll be one sitting
there.
There'll
be a village in your chair.
a village in my, probably a lighthouse, so you know where I'll be stuck, right?
Yeah, you know, it takes one guy to squash a village, you know?
One guy to squash a village.
So now you're another good resource to put into this imaginary blind merchant's web ring, because you've got your music, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, you know, I actually started an album a while back. And I've never gotten very far on it.
Well, it's because you keep sitting on villages.
I know.
You know? If you do it.
But,
just
you know, it's something we need to work on and get music out there. And, you know, something the recording studio has really gotten busy. And, of course, with everything else, you know, all of a sudden the studio is crazy busy, and we've got, I'm a piano tuner, and all of a sudden, you know, for the longest time I was the best-kept secret in town, I guess, because all of a sudden the phone's ringing off the hook, people want their pianos tuned, and
wow.
You know, all that kind of stuff. So it's getting to the point where there's not enough hours in a day, you know.
Wow.
But that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But we're going to come out with a double album. It's going to be some originals and some cover tunes, and one CD is going to be an instrumental, because a lot of people want me to do a piano album, and I was going to do them separate, and I thought, why not combine the two albums? And they can pay big money and buy the two albums together, and I can torture them all at one time.
All at one time, that's right.
Yeah.
Are you going to put my favorite song on this album?
I may stick it on there. It's already on another album, but it's not. I'm not on by myself. So this, I might include this.
You've got to.
Might stick it in there.
You absolutely must.
But but then the other, so one album will be, or one CD will be instrumental, and the other CD will be of all vocals. And I'm going to kind of combine it with some originals with songs of kind of my vocal heroes, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's cool. Who are some of your vocal heroes?
Well, you know, like, you know, and the thing is, I like not all hits of people, like Lefty Frizzell, for instance.
Yeah.
Lefty wrote some really, really pretty songs, some really nice tunes. And so I'm going to pick one of those, you know, try to pick a good Lefty tune and do it upright, you know. We're going to do it up with some of the stuff we'll have, like the ballads and stuff, we'll have, you know, the string orchestra and the whole bit, you know.
Did you know that Lefty Frizzell is quite a cook?
He was?
Yeah, he was quite a cook. Back in the old days of DOS,
mm-hmm.
Gosh, remember those old days?
Yeah.
When they didn't have mice running around the computer room.
That's right.
Well, anyway, back in the old days of DOS, mm-hmm. probably 1995, maybe at the latest, mm-hmm. I was on a cooking list, and so was he.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was cool.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm gonna do that kind of stuff, you know. I'm gonna have, like the instrumental album will have Floyd Kramer's Last Date on it.
Ah.
And there's a version, there's a way I want to do it that, you know, I always want to do things that I don't want to do it like other people have done it.
Yeah.
So it won't sound exactly the way, it's kind of a tribute to, Floyd. So I'm going to do a little slower, and it's going to have more strings and just, you know, do it up big, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, and make it really nifty.
So when are you expecting this to come out so we can all jump on the bandwagon?
Well, I don't know. We're going to have to start working on it after the first of the year, probably in January or February when things slow down.
Yeah.
Then we'll start working on it, you know,
well,
some more and really get going on it.
Well, you make sure that you let me know and let me get it to Chrissy Cochran, who runs the ACB Cafe, ACB Radio Cafe.
Yeah.
You know, all blind artists all the time. And
oh, I know. I listen to it every
once in a while. You may end up across the cafe table, you know.
Well, there you go.
Well,
that'd
there
be
you
a good
go.
Thing.
I'll put in a good word for you.
And you were talking about shopping. How do we shop? Well, we do quite a bit of shopping online.
Yeah.
Because of the, you know, it's really neat to be able to go into a website, into their catalog.
Yeah.
You know, how many of us years ago would have liked to have sat down like a lot of sighted folks did with your Sears or Penny's or whatever catalog, you know?
Yep.
And now we can do that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And I love it. Yep. I love to browse through these catalogs and look for.
Yeah, I mean, stuff. I don't even care if I don't buy something, you know, just looking. It's like,
yeah.
Wow. Look.
Because if you don't buy something today, maybe tomorrow you'll need something.
That's right. Know? That's right. One year I bought Gary some pants, and I thought, oh my gosh, I've never bought clothes on the internet in my life. But, you know, they seemed right, you know. I got them from Sears, and
uh-huh.
and Gary is very tall, so
uh-huh.
he's a hard size to find, and so I thought, oh, well, we'll see. No, actually, they were from a king-size place. Well, after I bought them, I kind of forgot where I got them, you know, and I thought, well, what if they never come, you know, and I looked through my history bar, you know, and it didn't really tell me anything, because I've been all over the place shopping, and anyway, the things came, and boy, he loved them.
Really?
So now he bookmarked that site, and he goes there now for himself. So
well, there you go.
It's kind of a role reversal, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you know, another thing we do is if we happen to see something on QVC or hear about something on QVC, you know, you can go online and order from them too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that really is nice.
Yeah.
Or you can, you know, of course you can call them.
Yeah.
And that helps too. But you know, it's a lot of these networks have websites where they've got catalogs. So if you don't see the item that day or something, if they're not, you know, and it's something you've heard about or whatever, you want to go.
Yeah.
Get, you know.
Yep. Yep.
It's really kind of so. Shopping on TV and online and everything has all kind of come together, which is really nifty, you know.
I think I think in general, now this may stir up some controversy, but I have on my boots and my armor and I'm ready to rock.
There you go.
I think in general, day-to-day stuff for blind people is a little tougher than it used to be, but
yeah.
I think shopping is a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
Than it used to be.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and the big stores all have online catalogs.
Yep.
You know, the Walmarts and
yep.
the...
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, we've shopped at Walmart, you know, in the Walmart, and they'll send you stuff, you know.
What do you
think? You can either go to the Walmart, like in our case, there isn't a Walmart within 20 miles, so if we don't get to go to the store, then we can go online. And a lot of times, if you can't find something in the store that you know they should have, you can go online and they got it.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about stores that do specialized shopping? You know, Target does the first Tuesday in December each year is holiday helper. Their holiday helper day. And from 8 to 10 in the morning, they open their doors for people with disabilities and senior citizens. And they have, you know, store people there to help you. And you get some stuff, you know, this year we got coupons for 10% off the purchase and
oh, wow.
that sort of thing. What do you think about that?
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
That's a good deal because, boy, in Target and some of these places, you cannot find anybody.
I know.
You know,
I
you
know
can
it.
Walk around, you can stand in the middle of the store and holler and you might not get
you
anybody.
You could smell
you know?
Like a honky-tonk in Texas and you wouldn't find
right.
anybody. I know.
That's right. So, I mean, that's a great service.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I'd like to see more stores do that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because there's a lot of folks out there that, you know, seniors that can't
sure.
find things, can't see as well anymore. Or,
sure. Well,
or folks with disabilities that can't. And people, you know, even in people in wheelchairs that, you know, and everything is on the top shelf.
That's right.
You know.
Gary can tell you that.
Yeah, that's what I was going
right.
to say.
That's right.
You know.
We'll go down this cereal aisle and he'll say, The one I want, of course, is on the top shelf. So, so I'll go over and stand by it, and I'll stick my hand up over my head, and he'll reach up his hand and start waving my arm around till we get to the box. In the meantime, the guide dog's just sitting there quietly thinking, these people are nuts, man. They have lost it. So.
Well, I've got a friend that has one of those, I don't know what they call them, but they're like a grabber. They look like a big pair of scissors.
Yeah, Gary's got one of those.
Yeah, but he says, they're wonderful in a lot of cases, but he says sometimes you'll reach up to grab something and a whole bunch of other
stuff. That's right. That's right. You've heard of the domino theory. Well, the cereal box theory has nothing on that. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's the craziest thing. But, yeah, so it's, yeah, that kind of a service would be wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and they should have it more than just around Christmas time.
Yeah, I think they ought to do it, you know, like four times a year.
Yeah, four times a year.
You know,
or
even if they don't give you a discount, just open up early and have some help.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, have it so that you can. Huh. You know, there's a grocery store in town here that has you can go in and ask for help. And somebody will go through the store with you. You know, so that's a nice that's a nice feature.
Yeah, they're all supposed to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Like your
Super Ones and some of them stores that you can go in there and get decent prices, but you can't find it.
Yeah,
you know, they're so huge.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I just had to give you a call. Your phone wasn't ringing, and I thought that was
not a
good thing.
I thought I was going to have to start a public radio fundraiser here and start playing the same thing over and over again until somebody called me, you know.
Start your own radio song.
That's right. Well, I wish you guys a very happy holiday.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
You too. Are you going to, one thing I wanted to ask you is, are you guys going on any trips or anything?
Well, actually, I'm glad that you reminded me that I'm supposed to say that this is going to be the last show of the season, because a week from this coming Thursday, that sounds convoluted, doesn't it? In a week and a half, Gary the Board Guy and I are going on a cruise.
Another cruise.
We try to do one a year, you know. So we're going to go to Mexico. We got to inspect the margaritas.
Oh, yeah, find out if they're really
good. I mean, you know, it's an awful job, Terry, but somebody has got to do it. So so we're going to go inspect the margaritas at five ports.
Okay.
And we'll be on the ship for 10 days. And I'll be getting a lot of audio on the ship and putting together some podcasts. And I'll also be bringing it back to ACB Radio. So, you know, you never know what you could hear.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always wanted to play on a cruise.
Oh, you'd be great, man.
I would think that would be fun.
You would be great. You know, I'll try to get the I'll try to find out how somebody goes about getting into that circuit.
Yeah. And I mean, even if it was just, you know, a short stint for a week or two weeks or whatever, you know, it would just be really a lot of fun.
Yeah. You'd have to play my song for me.
Then I could get on there and I could do it, you know, I wouldn't have to pay for my cruise.
There you go.
That's like those people that walk around with signs that says we'll work for food.
Work for food, Well, happy Christmas to you and Miss Jen.
Yeah, and you too, and Gary.
All right.
Hey, Gare.
And call me again.
All right.
All right.
All right, you take care.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Here it is. I can't let you not hear the song. At least a part of it.
I smell like a honky-tonk in Texas. With beer and cigarettes upon the breath, they're gonna have to kick me out of Texas, or this nightlife's gonna beat me to death.
Oh, that's Terry Nord. He smells like a honky-tonk in Texas. We got another call. Let's bring him on in. Hi there, this is Marlena. Who's this?
Well, you won't recognize my voice, probably. This is Anne McKay.
I was thinking, well, gosh, this sounds awfully like Anne McKay.
Well, Anne McKay's got a cold.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yes, he does.
Oh, my word.
Anne McKay sang and sang the Christmas thing, and the last two performances were yesterday, and by last night, I was on the way to losing my voice.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll have to get you some tea and sympathy.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I called. I want tea and sympathy and Christmas cookies.
Yes. Oh, bring on those. Debbie is making shortbread cookies. Tell her to send you some from Florida.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, there you go.
Because right now I don't have time to make them.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Well,
so what's on your shopping Christmas deal?
It's all online. I spent last Saturday, all on Amazon. And my mom, doesn't have internet access.
Yeah.
I tried to get her online, and she doesn't want to do that. And my sister and her and my brother-in-law and my brother and my sister-in-law and their boys, we just all, you know, get each other like DVDs and CDs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got my brother's list, and it had for him and his wife and their boys. And I look at that, and they had enough for all of us to get them. And I'm like, you know what? My mom shouldn't be driving much. She's 88. And I could buy for all of us. So I just went to Amazon, and I got hers and mine for them, and I'm having them shipped to her house so that when I fly, I don't have to take them.
And Amazon wraps beautifully, too.
Yeah.
They do.
Well,
great.
I didn't have them do that. I figured that I don't know. It, you know, I can do their site, and I don't want to do their accessible site, but, you know, it always takes me, I'm sure, longer to do their site than it would somebody else.
You know, somebody in the discussion last week on Tuesday Night Topics, gosh, I wish I could remember who it was. Might have been Paul himself,
mm-hmm.
was saying, oh, Amazon, you know, I don't have any, or maybe it was Debbie Hazelton. Somebody was saying, I don't have any trouble with Amazon at all. And I'm thinking, golly, I'm going to come to your house.
There is a system to it. And I think part of it is that I don't do it often enough. So that when I go back, I've forgotten.
You've forgotten it. Yeah,
I got pretty fast, but I was on there, I think, for an hour and a half because I inadvertently deleted the wrong thing, and I got to check out, and I was like, something is not there, and I wanted two copies of one thing because both of my nephews wanted it, and I had that. I didn't think I did, but I had inadvertently deleted something that my sister-in-law wanted instead of something else, and so I had to go back all the way through and figure out what I did, and, you know, I was past seeing my shopping cart at that point, so... So, you know, I had to go do that. But I do a lot of shopping at CD Connection. I really like CD Connection.
Yeah, I like that, too.
And I'm going to go there, and I think they're going to get me a described video, and I have to go pick out what I want. So I have to go do that, and I haven't been home. But I'll probably, you know, at least look for that online.
Yeah.
On the
DVS website?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I do, when I travel to my mom's, I used to pack up the dog food. And I usually stay there about a week, and a 5-pound bag of my dog food is, you know, works for about a week.
Yeah.
So I go to Pet Food Direct, and I have it shipped to my mom's.
What a great idea, because, you know, the airlines now, man, they got a 50-pound limit.
Well, I know, and you know, I think that with all of us carrying all this garbage around on our bodies all the time, since we don't drive, I mean, we're all going to end up with back problems anyway.
Yeah.
So I have it shipped, and I've already had the dog food shipped to her house so that I don't have to pack it. I pack a serving or two in case something goes wrong with my trip and I don't get there as soon as, you know, you would think you would. But other than that, I don't take any dog food, and I just have it shipped there.
That's it. You know, I may consider doing that, having it shipped to the hotel that Gary and I are staying at before we leave for the cruise.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't. Pet Food Direct shipping, if I have it shipped here, it's about as much, it's about as expensive as the dog food. So I wouldn't do it out here.
Yeah.
And it depends on where you're going, where your hotel is. You might find a different place that would, you know, whose shipping would be better.
Yeah.
But because they're east, I can't remember where they are, but having it shipped to Tennessee is not bad.
Yeah.
You know, and so
yeah.
I just do it.
That's a great idea.
And it saves me. The other thing that I've done is gone to Collins Street Bakery. I haven't done that this year, but I have done it.
Well, now what's that?
Oh, they make, you know, you hear all the fruitcake jokes.
Yeah.
But they make fruitcakes to die for. They're moist and they're full of really good fruit and nuts. And they're in Corsicana, Texas.
Collins Bakery?
Collins Street Bakery.
Collins
Collins. Or, I mean, no, I think it's Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N, Street Bakery.
CollinsStreetBakery.com?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if that's it. Put it in Google, though. They definitely have a website.
Yeah, we can do that.
And it's really good. They're fruitcakes, and they've got other stuff. I've never bought them, but I'm sure that they're good.
Huh.
I had a roommate one time who's dad was from Texas, and he would always give her a fruitcake at Christmas, and we loved it. So I learned that was a good place to get good fruitcake.
Huh. Well, I'm going to put it in Google right now.
Yeah.
Collins Street Bakery.
Lion Street, yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see. Well, let our listeners know what I see here.
Yeah, it's very good.
Huh. Yeah, it says... Oh, no, that's... Oh, now here's another one. The Goody Company.
Oh, yeah. You know, you always get so many things. Sometimes I like to read the advertisements when you search for something in Google and they have all these you know, places that come up as hits because of the way they've done their alt tags.
Well, it's collinsstreetbakery.com. I just found it. www.collin, C-O-L-L-I-N, streetbakery.com.
And the first time, a few years ago, that I tried to order from them, I didn't find their website very workable. But the last time I used it, it was totally fine.
Actually, it's collinsstreet.com, no bakery. Collins Street. www.collinsstreet.com. Oh, I'm getting hungry.
I know. Well, it's a very good place.
Ah, look at that. There
So last year I had a fruitcake shipped to, well, I did that a couple of times. I had them ship a fruitcake to my parents. And last year, my mom and I had it, so it was good.
Well, all right. Well,
that's, I may not set foot in a store at all. I mean, I think my brother-in-law wants a Walmart card, and I was thinking I was going to have to go to Walmart, and then listening to your show, it's like, dang, I can do that online.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I've seen those online, yeah, because I've been to Walmart.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll just go order it online and have that shipped.
And then you're done.
Yes.
Isn't it great? But, you know, who was it? I think Marvin or Terry said, you know, it so many years ago, this was so not available to us.
I know.
And now, look, I mean, stuff we can do is great.
It's very cool. I mean, I like to go look at things, but, you know, QVC, my goodness, I bought clothes. I'm not right now, but I mean, I have done tons of clothes shopping at
QVC. Me too.
I've not done so much at Home Shopping Network, but I know people do.
And when I was buying my clothes, when I was working for Human Wear and running all over the place, people, in fact, someone in the industry said to me, it was a guy.
Yeah.
And he said, I hope you won't take offense at this, but you're one of the best-dressed women in this industry. And I just smiled, and I thought, thank God, and thank QVC.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that I like from QVC are those, I have space. They used to call them city knits. They don't call them city knits anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what they are, but you can wad those things up.
I mean,
they're nice.
Yep. Great for travel.
Yes.
So lots of good suggestions, but this collinsstreet.com, I'm going to check that out when I get off the air.
They have good stuff.
I have a couple of places that I could send something like that to.
Well, and I think they're very good. They're not your hard, you know, jokes about fruitcake place. It's really good stuff. And they may call it, I can't remember if it's exactly called a fruitcake or if it's called a pecan and something. I can't remember. But anyway, it's really good.
That sounds it.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I wish you a very happy holiday. When are you flying to Old Tennessee?
I am flying on Christmas Eve.
Oh, you are a brave girl.
Well, I've done that before. It's actually not too bad because most people leave by then.
Yeah.
And I actually wanted to do it sooner, but I couldn't. I was trying. Now, Southwest Airlines has one nonstop flight per day from Seattle to Nashville.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get that flight, and they had, I could have gotten it cheaper if I had, you know, gone on something and changed planes, but I didn't want to. And the cheapest I could get on Southwest was flying out on Christmas Eve. And I tried all kinds of combinations of dates, and that was what it kept coming up with. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm coming back on New Year's Eve because you don't want to spend New Year's Eve night at my mom's because she goes to bed at, you know, 8:30 or 9 o'clock. And I just don't think it's very fun. It never was.
So
I'll come back here and I'll have, you know, the night and then New Year's Day and the day after that before I go back to work.
Well, that'll be great. That'll be great. Well, travel safely.
All right, and have a nice cruise.
And thank you, for your tips on shopping.
Sure.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. That's Ann McKay here in Seattle. Very proficient computer person. But, you know, really, the trick, in my opinion, to the online shopping is, you know, you don't have to be like... You don't have to be like an Ann McKay, who I happen to think is just brilliant. I mean, that's just what I think. But what you do need to be is somebody who takes the time to learn your screen reader, whether it's Window Eyes or whatever it is, Dolphin, Jaws, whatever you decide that is, you know, whatever you're using as your screen reader. You really need to take the time to learn it because, you know, it'll make the barriers of these visual websites a lot less. We got another call. Hi there, this is Marlena. Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Yeah, hi.
Who's this?
This is Lori McLeod.
Lori McLeod, how the heck are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, what a wonderful voice you have.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my goodness, I don't think I've ever spoken to you.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, and I'm such a fan of yours.
Wow, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Oh, okay, I'll be quiet. Now you can tell me why you called.
I was following the discussion about, first of all, Amazon is easier if you go to amazon.com/text.
Ah, okay.
Because I knew there was something, and I couldn't remember what it was, and I called him and asked him, and this guy researched it, and he said, I've never had anybody ask me that before, but it gets all the graphics out.
Yeah, and they have weird graphics
in there.
Oh,
they really do, and it's bad enough, but it does make it easier if you go to amazon.com/text.
Wow. Yeah, I know. My screen reader keeps saying things like Executbitos.
Yeah, mine says that too, and it doesn't say that if, I think mine says Exacopinos or something like that, but
whatever it is, I don't think I want one.
No, me neither.
Wow, well this is great to hear from you. Are you putting out any CDs?
You know, we were just talking about how to make the ones that I already have available through the Folk Connection, and we're thinking about doing that next year. I've been kind of talking about recording some more, but I haven't really, you know, organized, scheduled it, or done anything serious about it.
Oh, I hope you do.
I'm taking Music for Healing and Transition courses right now, and I'll have to do a little bit of recording at the end of that time.
Now, Music for Healing and Transition, does that touch on some of the, let me see if I can say the word right, the phantology?
Yes, thanatology.
Tell us a little about that.
Okay. There's several programs out there now. There's, I think, Chalice of Repose is one of them. And Music for Healing in Transition is pretty broad. What they do is they provide live music to a variety of patients, the actively dying, the chronically ill, the critically ill, and hospice patients. And you basically have to discern where they're at and what kind of thing they need, and then you, you know, there's no recorded music involved with this. Whatever you do, you provide yourself.
Wow.
And there's all kinds of people in, you know, my group. It had a flute player in it, and a harper, and somebody that had a dulcimer, and, you know, just anything that you can carry, basically, you
wow.
can use for that.
That's really cool. That's very cool. We, when Gary's dad was transitioning from life, his granddaughter, who is a flute player,
mm-hmm.
and a friend of hers who plays, I think, the harp, came and they did some music for him at home, and it was like the last day
yeah.
you know, that he was alive.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, I mean, I just believe that people know that that's happening.
Oh, I think they do.
Yeah.
They do know, and a lot of times they, you know, they haven't spoken it because the people around them don't necessarily want to hear that. But
yeah,
it
yeah.
helps a lot in the transition because you can, if people can just relax and let go, they don't have to struggle.
Yeah. Yes, having been a caregiver in two instances where I was with people as they transitioned, it is so important to, you know, to give that affirmation of, you know what, it's really okay.
And exactly.
You have left
a lot of
such
people really need that.
A legacy, yeah.
Let go, yeah.
yeah.
So, and they just, you know, they recognized that there wasn't sometimes the settings that people have to cross over in are really not good.
Yeah.
They're not conducive to really
yeah.
good, relaxed transitions. And so they've been... they call us, when I'm certified, I'll be a music practitioner, and that's different than a music therapist because pretty often the music therapist gets the patient involved in some way.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's benefit to that, too, but it's for a different kind of thing.
Right, right, right. This would not be the time
to
stimulate activity, no.
So it's pretty interesting. I haven't done any of the intern work yet. I'm just taking the modules right now.
Wow.
But it's pretty cool stuff.
Wow. Well, you know, we may have to bring you on as a guest when you kind of get this all done and, you know, expose people to. I don't.
Oh,
think
that
a
would
lot
be
of,
great.
I don't think a lot of people know kind of that this is there.
It's
you know?
Not. It is kind of at the cutting edge. It's not
yeah.
very well known in all, you know, circles. It's really not. I had to search to find it. My mother read me an article on Chalice of Repose, which is kind of, they do exclusively thanatology.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time that she read me the article, it was, they were only having harp players.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't use any other instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what, this is way cool, because when I was in college, I wanted to be a music therapist.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have it in the state that I went to college in, and I couldn't leave the state because I had scholarship.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I went on the internet and looked it up and found them. And there's another blind woman in the not in my classes, but in the program. And so we're always, you know, emailing back and forth, and she scanned a bunch of the books already that we had to read. She's way ahead of me.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
And so she shares, you know, all the material with me and stuff, and it's really neat.
So how many CDs do you have?
Two.
Let's see. One of them is, was it Iris?
Let's see, Heirs of the Harp.
Heirs of the
Right.
Yeah, okay.
And that's
Heirs.
The one that I did with my friend that plays the harp. She's a harper
yeah.
for it.
I actually have that one. I don't know.
Oh, you do?
I don't know how I have
yeah.
it. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
How
she and I did some of that kind of work where we'd go to people's houses and play music for them.
Yeah.
The times that we did it, they were very near to crossing over, and they were in a, you know, they were basically registered with hospice, and they were at home because they wanted to be. And the families were at peace with what was happening.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it was just such a cool thing to come
yeah.
in and create that space.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. And what's your other CD?
The other one is called What Did You Expect?
Oh.
And that's the one I recorded with Pam Washam.
Ah.
It's got quite a bit of music on it. We alternated the little keyboard interludes with the songs that have the vocals.
Cool. Well, I'll have to I'll have to get a copy of that one too, because I love the one I have, and in fact I have played it on some of my music shows. I've played.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice
yeah.
to know.
Yeah.
Thank you
yeah.
so much.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you called. Call
yeah,
me anytime.
Oh,
I
sure will.
I just think you're such a. I love not to embarrass you, but I love the fact that your voice has a smile. It
oh,
always does.
Thank you.
It always does. And how you put up with that crusty old Marv.
Well, I'm telling you what, he's a technician in the bunch. I had to do the show by myself for a couple of weeks because, you know, he was out of town and he was working and this and that and the other thing. And I'm fine as long as everything works the way it should.
Yeah,
but
me
if
too.
Something goes wrong, I freak out.
Yeah.
You know, it was
yeah.
so funny because the other day, he had installed a new Winamp and he had it on, and it went to, by default, it went to, shuffle.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, of course, that played havoc with my playlist, and I was just like, oh,
It happens to the best of us, my dear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's another couple of companies that I wanted to mention.
Oh, good.
That
okay.
I shop with.
Okay.
There's a candy company in the Midwest called Fannie Mae.
Oh, gosh.
And it's Fannie Mae.
Okay.
.com. And they were recently bought out by another company, but they're back up and still offering pretty similar, stuff. They were just, you know, in the Midwest, that was, you know, that's the creme de la creme.
Oh, everybody. Yeah.
And, you can, I usually call them on the phone and just tell them that I want, you know, what I want. But you can go online and order them. And there's also the Saris Candy Company. It's S-A-R-R-I-S.
Yeah.
In, I don't know, I think it might be somewhere in Pennsylvania. It might be Pittsburgh.
Saris.
Mm. And what I like from them was, they have peanut butter chocolate cream.
Oh, stop
so
it!
They were just so good. You wouldn't believe it.
You're making my mouth water.
Oh, I know what you mean. That's my weakness, peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah, mine too. Well, this is great, and let me know, you know, when those CDs are available. And
I'll sure do it.
Yeah, yeah, and call me anytime.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And let's just hear a little bit from Heirs of Heart. Just a little sample of Laurie McLeod, who can be heard on the Folk Connection on ACB Radio Interactive with Marvin Rush. I'm having so much fun playing all my music tonight. I tell you, my blind musicians folder is really getting a workout. 866-666-7926. I'm Marlena, and I'll be with you another half an hour, give or take. You know, this has been I feel like this is kind of a, take a deep breath, settle back, and give me a call kind of show, which is great. It's kind of the feeling of, you're all with me in my living room. And I hope you get that same feeling, too. I am certainly in no way professional, smooth, suave, talk jock. I wouldn't want to be. I'd much rather just be who I am and have you be who you are. As I said earlier, Gary, the board guy, and I will be taken off, so we won't be doing a show next week, only because, you know, things, I mean, we could conceivably squeeze a show in, but things are getting so hectic with getting the holiday stuff happening and getting ready to go on our wonderful trip and stuff like that, that I just think that it wouldn't make too much sense to try to get a quality show in between all of that. So we will not be on the air next week, but we will have a repeat of something. I don't know what, but we'll have a repeat of something. We always put something on the air. Speaking of somethings on the air, let me just zip down my playlist here. As many of you know, I have done in the past and probably will do again shows on ACB Radio Interactive. Well, last Christmas Day, I was doing a show to participate in kind of a radio-a-thon. Is that the word? Radio-a-thon? Which was being done by, oh gosh, Tom and Daryl and Byron Lee and Jim Pemberton and Rachel Bader and all kinds of ACB crazy guys. And before I tell you more about that, we're going to take this call. Hi there, this is Marlena. Who's this?
Marlena, it's Mike. How are you, darling?
I'm all right. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. I heard an earlier broadcast today where you were talking about the podcast.
Yeah.
And if Christmas were every day.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Excellent podcast. Well, I'm with Westwood One Radio Networks, and I was wondering if we could get a copy of that to play nationwide.
Oh, Mike, let me tell you, here's my email address. I will hook you up.
Excellent.
All right. You send me an email to Marlena, Marlaina,
okay,
at acbradio.org.
You got it.
And I will get you. Oh man, you have made my day.
I'm Westwood One's blind, friendly, visually impaired announcer.
Blind, friendly, visually impaired announcer. Tell me about that. So
the only one on the network that's visually impaired, which I happen to fall into about.
Yeah.
Oh, 11 years ago,
yeah.
Excuse me, when I lost vision in both my eyes from retina detachment.
Wow. So where are you based?
Pardon me?
Where are you based?
In Los Angeles.
In L.A. Okay. Okay.
And we broadcast nationwide and over Armed Forces radio television services all around the world via satellite from Los Angeles, and I'm on one of the music formats there.
This is so cool.
And I just happened to come across your show today.
Really?
And it caught my ear, and I was listening to Adam Curry's playing of the podcast.
Yeah.
On, what is the pod?
The Pod Safe Music Network.
Yes, the Pod Safe Music Network,
yeah.
Which I'm very interested in.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I heard this song, and I said, I've got to get a copy so we can put it on with our music rotation during the holidays right now.
Well, I can do this.
Excellent.
I am so excited. I'm trying to restrain myself here, Mike.
Well, I've been listening to ACB for a couple of years now, and I've been catching your show and all the great programming that Mainstream and Cafe and Interactive all have. And it's a wonderful resource. And when I had my computer installed 2 years ago and hooked up DSL, they said, you've got to listen to ACB because you're going to find all sorts of interesting things on there that will help you out. And I certainly have. It's been a fantastic resource, as I said, for the blind and visually impaired, and you guys are doing a great job.
Oh, well, that is so wonderful. You know, I will give you some of my contact information. I'm actually going to be in L.A. I know L.A. is huge, but, you know, I'm going to be in L.A. a week from Thursday. And
you're coming out to vacation?
Well, actually, we're going to go on a cruise, and we're leaving from L.A.
From San Pedro, probably. For Long Beach?
I don't know. From someplace where it's a big dock. but we're going to stay.
This whole city is a big dock.
I know. Well, but then we'll be back again in March for the CSUN conference, but not far from Venice Beach out there by the airport area.
So the CSUN conference isn't actually at CSUN. It's over LAX.
That's right. It's over by LAX. It's at the Marriott and the Hilton, the two.
And that's where I went to 10 years ago to get, I put my wish list together of supplies so that I could get back to work and get back on the air again.
Wow.
And,
cool.
I went to that conference and got a hold of State Rehab and the Braille Institute. God love them. And,
cool.
They helped me finance all my equipment so I could get back on the air and do what I love doing the best.
So what format do you play?
I do a what's called a bright adult contemporary format. We play everything from the Goo Goo Dolls to Madonna to Hootie and the Blowfish.
It's whoa!
Very pop adult oriented. The best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today. Even Green Day we play.
Wow!
And
wow.
When I heard your program earlier today, I don't know when that was recorded. It must have been recently, or maybe it was today, actually.
No, it was actually last Sunday.
Oh, and I missed it last Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, but I bet you Slough is listening now and jumping up and down. So
well, tell him, yeah, we definitely, because when I heard him and I heard how, you know, of course, he would like to get it on iTunes and the whole goal was to make money for UNICEF.
Yeah.
Boy, if we can do that, give the website. In fact, I'll even talk about it on my show tomorrow because I'm on Monday through Friday. And I'll talk about iTunes and...
Well, I'll tell you what, it's, iTunes hasn't got it up there yet, but it is on podsafeforpeace.org.
That's what I had heard him say,
yeah.
And you as well.
Yeah.
Podsafeforpeace.org.
Yeah. Org, yeah.
Okay.
And there's a PayPal button,
okay.
And people can spend 99 cents and buy it, and it all goes to UNICEF.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I'll start talking about that on the air tomorrow.
All right, and drop me an email to marlena@acbradio.org.
Absolutely, Marlena.
And we're going to do this, Mike.
Okay.
All right, you have a happy holiday.
You too. All the best wishes for a great holiday.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, man, do I feel good or do I feel good? Mike, you are, as the kids say today, you are the bomb. this is what this is all about. It's about putting it out there, man, and maybe, just maybe, somebody will call or will answer, and they'll have a little key that will be part of the thing that starts unlocking it all. Anyway, so... I was doing a show over on ACB Radio Interactive last Christmas, and I was like all hepped up anyway because I'd gotten my Christmas presents and stuff, and so I was taking calls, you know, and playing Christmas songs and doing the whole thing, and this happened, and I just wanted to share it with you. Maybe. These are also operating.
There we
and
go.
They are request@acbradio.org, and we've got a call. Hello, caller, where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Michael.
Well, you got the wrong number, but you know what? You're on the worldwide internet. You're on the radio.
Oh, hey.
You
okay.
Are. Yeah. So look, I'm not Michael. And Michael
and
Michael doesn't live here, but what's your name?
I'm Josh.
Josh, where are you calling from?
Kirkland.
Whoa. Hey, well, see, you know, that's really cool. You are being heard not only on the internet around the world, but you're also being heard on WQNA, which is an FM station in, I think they're in Illinois, and the Wookiee Satellite Network, which is beaming you all over North America.
Nice.
Did you have a good Christmas?
I had an awesome Christmas.
Yeah? What'd you get? What was your best gift?
I got this shirt that I'm that I'm wearing right now that's it's an Armani shirt, button down, very nice.
Whoa.
And bright black. Yeah.
Way cool.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm really glad you called, even though you didn't mean to.
No, this is very funny coincidence.
Well, if you have the internet, you can verify this. And so we went on and on and on and on. So who knows? Maybe ACB Radio gained a new listener called Josh in Kirkland. We have a caller. Hi there. This is Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena. It's Carl Belanger from Wintry, New Hampshire.
Oh, Carl from Wintry, New Hampshire. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah?
How are you?
Have you got a lot of snow up there?
I'd say we got around a foot.
Oh, well, hey, that's nothing, right? Just a foot.
Yeah, not that far up here.
Oh, gosh. Well, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, just on the shopping topic, I do the vast majority of shopping on my shopping online.
Yeah?
Just various sites, Independent Living Aid, Overstock, Amazon.
Ah, yeah, Independent Living Aids, they're a great site. I do shopping there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and what?
Yeah, go ahead.
The other way I do shopping sometimes is through radio ads, just listening to various stations and just hearing what products are being advertised.
Yeah. And then do you go look for them on the web?
Mm-hmm. Or I call the store.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed about Overstock.com is, holy cow, it's a complicated website.
But it is.
You can do it.
I have not bought anything on there yet, but I have looked.
Yeah. Well, what are you hoping that the big fat guy will bring down your chimney this year, Carl?
I don't know. I've requested a bunch of different technology stuff.
Like the
AT&T Natural Voices and the wireless microphone and a bunch of other stuff.
Now what kind of wireless mic do you want?
Just nothing too complicated, just something basic.
Are you going to do some recording?
Maybe. I'm considering.
Yeah?
Doing a couple of reviews of different things.
For Main Menu, of course, right?
Mm-hmm. But I remember you guys were talking about the strange graphic that the regular Amazon site had earlier.
Yes.
I actually use the Freedom Box browser as well as JAWS and WindowEyes.
Oh, how does the Freedom Box browser do?
It does excellent. And believe it or not, they have this thing called Community Supported Accessible Web.
Yeah.
And some person, which I kudos to them, took the time to sit down and label most of those graphics on the Amazon site.
Wow. Yeah. Boy, don't we wish we knew who they were. We'd send them from something from the Collins Street Bakery, wouldn't we?
Mm.
Wow.
But yeah, Freedom Box does really well with Amazon.
Cool. Well, I hope you get your natural voices. And I hope you get your, I hope you get your wireless mic more than I hope you get your natural voices, because we want your reviews on Main Menu.
Yep, and one last thing. I know it's not really pertinent this year, but another thing I read about in a newspaper article, actually, was there are sites now that all those Black Friday ads for the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
There are sites that actually post those online now.
Really?
Before Black Friday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how you find those.
There was an article about three different websites in our local paper that we stumbled across, and I checked those out.
Cool. All right, well, happy shopping.
Yep.
And I hope you get both things for Christmas. I was just being a meanie.
I actually got the NeoSpeech voices last year, which I like a lot.
Yeah, I like the new. I like Kate.
Yeah, I like Paul better myself, but I like both of them.
I like Kate. She sounds like she's somebody I want to be friends with. All right, well, you take care and watch out for that snow now.
Yep.
All right.
You too.
Have a good one.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we are just about getting ready to wrap it up, and it's so cool that we had the request from Mike, because one of the last things that I want to do is play the PodSafe for Peace version of If Every Day Were Christmas, and to say that it has been a wonderful year together with you guys, and I really and truly do value each and every one of you who listen, who call, who write to me. I'm not a professional at this. This is something I do for love of doing it, for love of the American Council of the Blind, and now because I've made so many good friends in this process, for love of each of you. And so I wish you all a very joyful and happy, safe holiday. And let's go out with PodSafe for Peace, My Friend Slough, and If Every Day Were Christmas. Happy, happy holiday.
Snow outside my window feels like that time again to me. The mistletoe, a Christmas show, and the lighting of that famous Christmas tree. Yeah. People are shopping for their loved ones. I'm making plans for a Christmas feast. But it all goes by in the blink of an eye. And then we have to wait another year. What if there?
to Marlena on ACB Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. But in the meantime, if you've got an idea for a future show, why not drop me an email? The email address is Marlena, that's M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org. Thanks to Dave Williams, director of ACB Radio, and most of all, thanks to you, the listener. See you next week.
You've been searching so far.